From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nathan Lee. House Budget Chairman Cody Smith released the initial fiscal year 2025 House budget plan today. The plan is just under $50 billion. Reporter Ellie Lynn has the story.
The proposed budget prioritizes funding for rebuilding I-44 as well as investments in rural and low-volume roads. Other proposed items include increasing minimum teacher pay to $40,000 per year and money for the Missouri National Guard's deployment to Texas's southern border. The plan from House Republicans would fall just under Governor Mike Parson's $52 billion budget recommendation. Chairman Cody Smith says the House's plan differs only slightly from Governor Parson's suggested plan.
A lot of little things trimming up here and there that really added up or over the span of a $52 billion budget. So there's no one great big thing that comes to mind, but it's a variety of small choices that we've made to try to trim up the package.
Smith released the budget shortly after the House adjourned for a week-long spring break. Legislators will return the week of March 25th to discuss and vote on the proposed budget. The Senate will then have a chance to make changes. Ellie Lynn, Missouri News Network.
Kansas City area lawmakers want to give a sales tax break to developers expected to expand a federal nuclear weapons facility. Missouri Dependent reports the facility builds non-nuclear components aimed at the country's nuclear deterrent efforts. Democratic Senator Greg Razor told a Missouri Senate committee that the modernization of the facility is to ensure that the country's aging weapons are safe. The Missouri Clean Slate Initiative is backing four bills in the State House and Senate this legislative session that would allow low-level offenses to be automatically sealed from the public. Legislators say the process of petitioning for record expungement is complex and costly, and only 1% of people are successful. Gwen Smith Moore, a criminal justice policy manager at Empower Missouri, says even attorneys struggle with the current process of expungement.
Those that I speak to about it, you know, say that it's a very, very murky process. And so for somebody without a legal background, it's, you know, basically impossible.
More than 500,000 Missourians currently qualify for record expungement. A bill that would allow naturopathic doctors to become licensed in Missouri passed its first hurdle yesterday. The Missouri Independent reports the House Professional Registration and Licensing Committee voted 7-2 to advance the bill. Unlike Kansas and 22 other states, Missouri does not have licensing or registration law for naturopathic doctors. They are primary care physicians with a focus on holistic care without the use of typical medication. In states where naturopathic medicine is regulated, doctors must graduate from four-year residential naturopathic medical programs and pass a postdoctoral board examination to receive their license. Rishi's bill was amended to clarify that naturopathic doctors would only perform minor office procedures and they would not be allowed to perform surgeries or prescribe opioids. I'm Nathan Lee, KBIA News, Columbia.